This is the Demon Plague.
And Rock, you see this happen above you as you fly onto the scene.
Oh, that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should shoot that thing. All right, I'm going to shoot the thing. I'm going to shoot the big winged giant demon thing of crazy. Oh, God.
Go for it.
I'm next to it, so you get sneak attack.
I know. I'm excited. That is going to be a 24 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Sadly, I've already used my oath bow funness for the day, so I only get 8d6 instead of all the extra ones.
I'm still thinking about those meteors. I'm thinking about, like, Majora's Mask, where, like, the moon is coming down and it's just like...
So that is 30 magical piercing damage.
Okay.
And as a bonus action, just in case, I want to... Because I know I got friends next to it and everything, but I'm going to hedge my bets and I'm going to look at it really closely and I need it to make a deception check. And it needs to beat a 24.
A 24.
Which is not the highest I've ever rolled.
Well, I rolled a natural one.
Ooh. Okay. So I'm now also super insightful about this fighting and that. Yeah. So I'll fly in and I want to stay about 40 feet up and away from it so that I'm kind of off. I'm far enough away that just in case any of these things have the demon plague and I look at them, I won't catch it.
Gotcha.
And that'll be the end of my turn.
Okay. Rain, you land from your Liu Kang kick.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, this giant, smelly demon
comes. Does it look like a bullywug?
It looks like a bullywug on steroids.
Oh.
If the bullywug were the Rock and had spikes on its back... That's what it looks like. It smells bad. Smells worse than a bullywug, actually. And it is going to come over and try to rend you with its claws.
Oh, no.
So let's see. Rain, does a 25 hit your AC?
It does.
Okay, and a 24 probably also does?
Yes.
Okay, so you take 15 piercing damage as it bites down onto you, and then another 11 slashing as it slashes a claw across your back while it gnaws on you.
Is it engaged with Karaz as well as me right now?
Yeah, it's close enough to everybody.
Okay, cool. All right, never mind. So you said 15 and 11, right?
Were you going to make it attack Karaz?
I was going to make it attack something else, but no. Not like if it was just one-on-one.
Oh, I see. I got you.
It would have to make the attack or fail, but that's okay. I'll take it.
Got it. And that is its turn, which means we're moving on over to Bruce Killshatter, who shows up with the rug, and he takes wind and launches wind, throws wind at this big thing, that this big frog demon that just attacked you. And then wind,
it's like a t-shirt machine,
sails over top of it and lands on the ground behind it. And then Bruce Killshatter is going to attack some of these smaller demons and murders two of them with his bare hands. He comes over and rips them in half like Captain America ripping logs in half in Age of Ultron. Available now on iTunes. Okay.
Are we sponsored by Age of
Ultron? I wish. We're recording
them. I
don't have
my contract at all. And I have some words about the sponsorship money that I am owed. Here's my 25 cents.
And that is when the demons get jiggy with it. These smaller pig-faced demons.
No.
Did you say jiggy with it?
Please don't.
I did.
Please never say that.
Yeah. Let us leave that back in the 80s where it belonged.
What? The
80s? First of all, I think it was the 90s.
Will Smith, yeah.
Let's also leave that in the 90s where it never belonged.
How do I know? I sang it at sixth grade graduation. We all did, a bunch of suburban kids.
Okay, Google, how to mute somebody else's Zoom window.
This is how I don't know that it was in the 90s, because by then I was in high school, because I'm old. Hey, put in happy birthday,
happy birthday Lauren.
Yay.
Happy birthday, Lauren.
Moving on to the bet.
A old PDF, also called a book. except that it's a new PDF. It's not. So these things come forward, and the first thing that happens is one wanders over to the group of you, Makvala and Raz and rain and lets loose a giant fart. And I need all of you to make a constitution saving.
Aha, I'm proficient in everything. I rolled a 14, which is not great, even if you're proficient.
You need an 11, so you're good.
I'm going to use my other divination and see myself holding my breath. So I'm going to roll a 13 plus 1. It's going to be a 14.
Excellent, excellent.
I got a 19. Karaz closes her nose holes. Makvala, unfortunately, got a 3.
Okay, so Makvala is poisoned.
Oh, no.
Yeah, until the end of this demon's next turn. Okay. However, this lingering cloud of green gas is remaining right now. And then a bunch of these little demons attack. Here they come. Rain, two are going to attack you. Those are misses. Torsten, you get attacked by two. Oh, Torsten, that's a natural 20. Happy birthday, Lauren. You take 10 slashing damage, Torsten, as a claw gets you. And then two more are coming for you, Raz. So you are hit 3 times.
Oh, no.
Owie!
So you take 3 damage from a bite and another 10 damage from 2 claw attacks. Total 10. 5
I'm
from
5.
Yes, yes. So you take 13 total as these little demons start to attack all around you. And upon close inspection, you see they all are covered in what looks like diseased sort of skin popping through their fur, boils, runny noses, that kind of thing. And that is when Isabel arrives.
That's me. That's Isabel.
Isabel has the same catchphrase as TK.
It's almost as though we were one mind. I would like to saunter onto the scene and kind of just like observe it. I know we're in combat, so I can't do my know your enemy, but I'm going to use my action to drink one of these potions that I forgot I had, specifically this potion of hill giant strength.
Excellent.
Yes. So I'm going to just... I have a 21 strength now. So strong.
So amazing.
The strongest grandmother.
And we can, Isabel, if you want, we can say you sort of drank that on your way.
Oh my gosh, that's perfect because like she needed a Powerade. So she's had a long day.
Get those electrolytes back.
Yes. Yes. Get my electrolytes. I have to think of like an old lady. Oh no, don't make that joke. Never mind. Yeah, I drank it. It was delicious. My strength is now 21. I guess I'll start attacking smaller demons that are like messing with Bruce. So there's like, what, 8 of those now?
Yes, there are.
Yeah, Isabel's gonna like show up on the scene. And she's just gonna be like, that's a lot of walking. I know it's 500 feet, but I'm tired and I got a stitch in my side. And she's just gonna like bring up her battle axe and like attack the ones that are the closest to Bruce.
Go for it.
So that's an unnatural 20, a 23, and a 19.
That will hit, and you can cut them down 1, 2, 3 if you want.
Yeah, I would love that. Thank you.
Okay. So yeah, you're hacking. Bruce, it says, glad I pissed you off. And he's taking credit. What a jerk. Kiraz, it is your turn. You're starting in the fart again. I'll need you to make another constitution saving.
No, now I rolled a 3 for a total of 5.
Okay, so you are poisoned.
I need to make 3 DC 10 saving throws for Beast Bond.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. The concentration.
Constitution. Yeah, I lose it.
Oh, no.
That's unfortunate.
The Beast Bond goes down to a fart.
Well, not from the fart, but from the little slashing demon scratches.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But on the other hand, that means I could just cast other spells that require concentration. So it's just the big demon and the frog demon next to us now?
Yeah, and you've got these little demons, too, that have sort of encroached on
you. So Makvala is not attacking, so I use a bonus action to command her to disengage.
Okay.
And we get out of the fart.
That's good.
Yup. And I am going to shoot 2 arrows at the frog demon. Wow, I'm rolling a lot of 3s lately, so I assume a 14 does not hit it.
A 14 does not hit.
But a 23 should.
Yes, a 23 should.
That is 10 damage.
Nice. Okay. Frog demon lets loose like a... Is that it, Raz?
That is it for now.
Okay. Rain.
So I'm going to keep hitting big...
Well, before you go, the big demon looks at you.
Okay.
And says, aren't we best friends, Rain?
Oh, he's trying to do a different
thing. And I need you to make a wisdom saving.
13?
Okay. That is not going to do it.
All right. Can I use my auto success from Topher then?
You can. Yes.
Don't be best friends with the demon.
I don't want to be best friends.
No, don't be.
Oh. And you managed to fight it off. Okay. Yes.
Thank you, Topher. I saved you.
Thank you, Topher. Saving people from meteor swarms.
I'm going to be like,
dominated.
You're right. Come closer, best friend. And he's going to lean in, and then I'm going to punch him in his face. I tricked him, guys.
Oh. Nice.
Tricked him. Ooh, I rolled a natural one, and then I rolled a 19.
19 will hit.
Okay. 14 bludgeoning damage.
Okay, nice.
Straight uppercut, right in his chin.
Boom.
That's it. I'm out of key points completely. I used all 15 of them.
Yeah, you can still, as a bonus action, make one attack.
Oh, that's right. I forgot I can do that. It's been so long. 17.
That is it?
Haha! Another 13 bludgeoning damage. I give him the 1-2 as he leans in like an idiot.
What an idiot. It is now that idiot's turn. Oh, Rain, I also need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, goodness. 25.
Okay, you're fine. You are not stenched.
Oh, that's right. I'm in the fart.
You're in the fart. And you're actually near the Hezru, too, which is makes the fart extra farty. But the demon is going to go. Rain, it will be a 1-2 punch back.
Okay.
24 probably hits your AC.
That hits, yeah.
Okay, this counts as magic damage. The other two claw attacks miss. You take 13 slashing damage.
Okay.
And you must make a constitution saving throw.
25 again.
Okay, you resist being paralyzed.
Oh.
As the poison of this demon starts to spread through your veins. But you just...
He's stunning strike to me. The irony.
That's right. And that is the end of the comet demon's turn. Torsten, it is your turn.
Torsten will kind of look around and take a glance. How injured are people looking?
Pretty
I'm fine.
Injured. I know, I'm pretty hurt.
I am hurt, but like, I can go another round.
Then I will go ahead and do a fifth level spell to cure Rain. Make a prayer to Eldath and try to get out. If those guys are still adjacent to me,
They sure are.
They are. All right. Well, then I'm just going to have to suffer.
Sounds like a plan. And now, Rock, it is your turn.
There are people adjacent to Torsten.
There are. Yes, there are little demons adjacent to him. Every demon is adjacent to someone.
I can handle these little ones.
Yeah, Rock, like, looks over because that's her main focus usually in these fights is, like, you know, taking down something, protect Torsten. And so... She'll give you a glance, and you'll say you're fine.
I'm good.
All right.
As these little demons are like trying to claw.
Yeah. All right. She'll turn back to giant cosmic comet demon and shoot him.
Shoot him.
Oh, that's a 19. Does that still hit?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. Oh, you know, big demon. I don't want to assume. I didn't roll very well.
Sure. No. That's totally fine.
This is okay. All right. 32 piercing magical damage with my bow against giant demon. How is this thing looking?
Bad.
Okay, good.
Soup's bad.
Good. I like that. I think that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to continue to fly there and like keep half an eye on Torsten just to make sure everything's okay. But yeah, she's done.
The demon is going to make a free attack against you, Rain, with a legendary action.
Oh, boy.
And miss with the claw.
Oh, good.
Now the Hezru is going to attack you, Rain.
Oh, boy.
Just in the middle of it all here, Rain. Yeah, the giant frog demon.
All right.
Okay, so great news. I've hit you twice. So you are going to take another 15 bite damage, which is piercing damage as it bites down on you. And then this time it slashes your belly for 11. So it's another 26 damaged.
Good thing Torsten healed him.
Yeah, good thing to save, man.
And it is the rug's turn. The rug is going to come and attempt to grab.
Cover the. I point at the skeleton or the winged demon and say, cover his face.
Okay, it will try and miss, unfortunately.
That's fine.
Bruce Killshatter is going to come over. And
Rock is going to call out, help Thorsten, kill the things on Thorsten.
That is exactly what he does. He Captain America's those as well. Thorsten, you are free of demons. There are now three of those little demons left. And they're all kind of around you, Rain. I'm very sorry.
It's all right.
Now they're attacking you.
I jumped into the fray.
Oh, you joined the fray. I see. I see. Only one of them manages to hit you, Rain, as you dance and dodge around. It does get you right in the leg with a claw for 5 damage. That is all that they're able to do. And Isabel, we're back to you.
More dog. Killing demons. I'm gonna attack those smaller demons around Rain.
Okay.
They seem a little squishy, so it's probably fine. Boop, boop, boop. All right. I got a 19 plus that 11, so that's 30. And then a 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all of those hit, you dispatch the last of these demons. They all melt into puddles of gore.
I imagine by now the battle axe is getting just a little bit dull, so Isabel's just swinging it like a baseball bat at this point.
So yeah, and it is just as effective in your hands.
Yeah, it's like bugs against the windshield.
Strength right now. And yeah.
Hello, mates. It's me, Rudy. Your friend who's from England. Oh, sorry, England listeners. That was not good. I apologize. I've been watching a lot of The Witcher. They all kind of have accents. I love The Witcher. Check it out. Thank you to Battle Bards and Tabletop Music for providing some of the sound effects and music you have heard in this episode. I have a review to read. Ha! How exciting is that? From Eric Bright, 2002. Great group of friends playing a game, I assume so. The review got cut off in the app. Bad job, Apple Podcasts, but I'm sure it says playing a great game. Yes. James and company have put together a fantastic story with just the right balance of seriousness and silliness. The player groups work so well together, and James keeps them running like a well-oiled or well-ickered machine. Between Rudy doing a great job editing and James knowing exactly when to end a session, I always end the podcast immediately wanting the next. Oh, imagination. Oh, intrigue. Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal of my patience. I need more episodes. In gratitude, I leave you with a blessing. May your sword stay ever sharp, unless you prefer an axe of cold or letter opener. Your chests ever shirtless. Your portents ever evenly spread, and your rugs ever smothering. Wow, what a fun and delightful review. Thank you so much for that, Eric. That makes me very happy to read. And thank you for listening, and thank all you listeners for listening. It would be really, really helpful if you too left a review like Eric on Apple Podcasts, as it is now known. iTunes is dead, I think. I don't know. But I know that it's called Apple Podcasts now, so head there and leave a review. It would mean a lot to me and to all of us. That's it. I will see you very soon.
Raz, it is your turn.
So tiny and swole.
So tiny, so swole. Okay, so with my bonus action, I cast Ensnaring Strike, and my arrow turns into a thorny vine, and I command Makvala to run forward and attack the Hezru, but as part of her attacking, I shoot the Hezru.
Okay.
With a 23 to hit.
That'll hit.
Cool. That is 6 damage, and it is restrained.
Oh, nice. Okay, that means everybody gets advantage.
Yes, including Makvala.
Including Makvala.
Nice.
19 to hit.
Yes, that'll hit.
Over 20 to hit.
Yep.
So 26 damage from Makvala.
Nice.
And yep, it's restrained. It's going to take damage at the start of its turn.
This arrow hits it, and all of a sudden, vines erupt from the arrow covered in thorns and form like this net around this beast. And its arms are immobilized. It's trying to break free as all of these thorns dig into its demon flesh. Nice. That's awesome. And Roz, at the end of your turn, the demon, the comet demon, is going to go ahead and make an attack against Rain again.
Yay.
And miss. And now, Rain, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm punching.
Go for it.
17, 28.
A 17 will hit.
33 damage.
How do you want to do this?
Hooray!
Yes!
I'm going to leap up into the air, and I'm going to flying triangle choke him, which is like when you scissor your legs around someone's neck. And I'm going to drag him to the floor. I'm going to choke him to death.
Yes.
Okay. And as you do, Final Breath lets out a scream and then is choking on air and begins melting into a puddle of ichor just as your legs let go.
I didn't mean for this to happen, but okay.
So well, I mean, you're not ichor. You're good. You're good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Your thighs are now covered with ichor, but
but it looks good. Like it looks good.
Oh, it's a good look. Oh.
Yeah, you were gonna manscape those legs anyway, so you can use that ichor as wax. Get that off.
All of this is disturbing.
Agreed. something player agency right now.
So that means it's just the Hezru left standing.
How much damage? So how much health did he have left? Should that third attack, could I have put that towards the Hezru instead?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Yeah. He had 31.
Nice.
Good work. And thanks. That means it's Torsten's turn.
So seeing the big demon down, the frog demon, is that still there?
It's restrained.
Yes, the frog demon is there and is very restrained at the moment.
Then I'm just going to go ahead and do a... Torsten will say some magic words and Robert will find the spell. Guiding Bolt. It's a attack roll. So 14 plus 9, so 23.
Okay.
All right, and then 7d6 of damage.
Oh, boy.
Radiant damage, right?
This is radiant damage, yeah.
Ooh.
22 damage. Hey. So that was a fourth level spell. And since it's a guiding bolt, the next person gets an advantage on it.
Nice, double advantage for Rock, who is next.
Does that mean I get to roll three dice and take the top one?
It does not. You do not have elven accuracy. Get out of here.
I do have an elven bow, but it's tired. It needs a nap. All right, attacking frog demon. Probably enough to hit. That's a 24.
24 will hit.
Yay! Nice. 36 magical piercing. I really want this fight to be over because I'm afraid more stuff is coming damage.
Okay. 36. And nice.
If it's not dead, Rock will do the same thing she did during the last fight, which is, I think this fight is almost over, and she's going to fly like 15 feet more up in the air and be like, is there more coming?
Sure. You do not see or hear more demons or anything else immediate danger at the moment.
I think we might be okay for a moment. We just gotta kill big frog thing.
And that means that it is the demon's turn. It takes damage, right, Hannah?
3d6 piercing damage.
Okay.
And it can use its action to make a strength check to try to break free. That is 7 plus 4. It takes 11 piercing damage.
So as it's struggling, this thing turns into a pile of ichor. The thorns.
The vines just tighten and the thorns grow straight through it.
Aww.
Yeah, and there's like a sound as ichor shoots everywhere. And the big frog demon dies. And that is the end of the frog demon.
Does the smell dissipate as well as it dies? Or does it become even more pungent?
I would say it starts to dissipate. It's replaced by a different gross smell,
nice,
I guess.
Nice.
So yes, you are able to check that out, and the demons are all dead. You see this small hut in the back, and there is a dwarf. She's lying on the ground face down. You can tell that her body is bruised, but she is breathing. And you can see that she is wearing what looks like clothing that has been created from the skins of polar bears.
And if we're out of initiative, then I'm just going to go ahead and throw a third level cure wounds on Jelanki.
Okay, you do.
Jelanki, please wake up.
Oh, Raz! And you see a very relieved smile wash over her face as she sees you, Raz, and she comes over and embraces you and gives Makvala a scritch behind the ears.
Makvala is busy cleaning all the demon ichor off herself. But Kenaz says, I am glad we arrived in time. I brought all the friends you wanted to meet, and they killed all the demons.
Die!
And she looks at you and says, oh, as good as advertised. Thanks for saving me. And she looks around and she says, okay, you're Rock, obviously. Die. Yes, nice to meet you. I've heard about you a bit. You must be Rain.
Yeah,
I can tell. Because you're not wearing a shirt.
I'm laying in the dirt, just bleeding, and I wave and I say hi.
She will come over to you, Rain, and cast a healing spell on you.
Hooray! Ooh.
And you regain 27 hit points.
Aha, I spring up triumphantly. Yeah. Thank you.
It regrows.
And she'll thank you for saving her, and she'll say, and Isabel and Torsten, right?
Isabel smiles and she's like missing three teeth and she's like covered in blood. She's like, hey.
And she says, I'm sorry I was so hard to find. I am trying to hide from an evil druid named Savasa. It's a thing. I don't know. But maybe you filled them in, Raz.
Yes, actually, we found Savasa and Savasa turned into a giant woolly mammoth and she turned not into a giant woolly mammoth and she is no more. She and her Garshalok cult are all gone.
She's dead. We killed her. She's super dead.
And Isabel, you feel a little scaly hand on your leg, and I'm going to heal you a bunch as well. I'll get you that number.
Bless you.
Feel a little scaly hand. Don't worry. It's a good thing.
Isabel is still like not 100% sure if you're a child. So she'll just like sort of look at you like, oh, yes, thank you.
Remembering that they had like the fight before the fight, Rock will be like, oh, yeah. Do we want to go back and like we left behind all those bodies and everything. Was there anything on Savasa you wanted? It sounded like she like stole from you or was just mean to you.
We had a disagreement about the way things should be handled. When I found out she was speaking with Zancrown, I tried to convince her otherwise, but she was already too deep in his grasp.
Maybe we shouldn't have killed her. Oh well.
Bye.
Take her prisoner to have her talk. If she could speak directly to Zancrown, that probably could have been useful.
Well,
don't want to speak with him. We want to destroy
him. I
want
to tell him I'm coming for him and watch out, you son of a bitch. You're a dead man.
Isabel will like set one hand on Rain's shoulder like, I'm sure he knows.
Yeah, you hear a voice, I know. So Jelanki looks at all of you and says, so you're really going to do it. You're going to enter this demon plague dungeon.
I'm immune to all disease. So
if we could actually just sit down and have some tea first. the little butter cookies.
Oh yes, it's quite a journey from here, but why don't we please come into my hut? And as she says that, the hut comes over to you. It gets up on these walking legs and starts walking towards you. And
I think Rock is horrified by this.
have you ever gone to a motel after like a 16-hour drive and you see that there's like bullet holes in the door and you're not sure what's growing on the mattress, but you're like, I'm super tired and I'm just going to deal with it. Mm-hmm. That's where Isabel is with this like chicken leg hut. She's just like, fine, it's fine. I really just want some tea and some butter cookies, please.
But is that a giant bird? Are we going inside a giant bird? I don't understand.
No, it's a hut with bird legs. Don't be silly.
And if it were a giant bird, then it would have giant eggs, and I'm so hungry.
Did you cut off, like, giant bird legs and put them on your house? That's weird.
Oh, this is a thing.
Well, and Rock will point to her bird legs.
Yeah, like now
giant
I see.
Giant bird legs and go, you don't find this creepy at all.
No.
She looks at the hut, and then she looks at you, like, kind of thinking.
Yeah.
And she says, no, I don't think the magic takes the legs from a giant bird off and then attaches them to my house. I think it just generates its own bird legs. Like you.
They're homegrown.
Yes.
Free range bird legs.
Literal homegrown legs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Homegrown.
But I mean, even if they were taken from anything, it would have to be like, I don't know, a rock.
Yeah!
And opens the door and walks into her hut.
Oh my gosh, is there food in there?
I believe there was talk of cookies.
Yes.
Yeah, when she opens the door, you can see that there is something, a pot of something on the fire, and it does look like tea is already set up.
Perfect.
There are cookies on the table. And
awesome.
Do they all have bird legs on them?
Oh, do they?
Yes, all of the tables and chairs, the legs are.
Yes.
I mean, I was wondering how it doesn't spill.
I'll stabilize all the time, yeah.
Gosh,
exactly.
That's good.
Yeah, they adjust yeah. Whenever the thing
moves. Oh,
Rock stands the door and is creeped out.
Sibyl's going to eat all those cookies.
And she says,
my sugar is dropping.
A statue.
Yes.
This is another form of art. Honoring birds. I love birds.
Okay,
but statues are made out of like inanimate objects and don't move, and this is like bottom half of me everywhere. This is kind of creepy.
Oh.
And she looks
around.
Would
you feel better if they were wearing shorts? And Isabel like picks up a tea towel and like holds it up.
What color is the tea towel?
What color is the tea towel? James
the color's tea towel.
King of the ghost. It's
important.
It's a plaid, blue, white, black plaid mix.
Like a gingham.
No, yeah, like a gingham. Yes.
That would super be better. Yeah, no, that's also the thing. They're like naked legs.
Oh,
no,
they're naked. Oh,
yeah. Look at you. See,
you're
clothes.
Right. You're naked. Like, do we
yes,
have
but
like
I'm
some...
alive and I'm a full bird. It's okay. I've also got armor on. So I'm
very Victorian in here.
Yeah, no, to cover up at least like that.
So you have, points do you like... have tablecloths?
No, I don't have any. But no, like the one chair you're sitting on.
Oh, okay.
While this is happening, I'm going to go, cookie table, come over here. And have the cookie table walk away from Isabel over to me so I can eat the cookies.
Give me the cookies. What kind of cookies are on this table, James? We earned this.
Oh, sure. So there are butter cookies, definitely. Yes. A traditional tea cookie. There are tea cakes.
Yes.
Yes. There are those leaf cookies that are like joined by chocolate on either, you know, in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah. They're those cookies that are sugar cookies, but they're shaped like pretzels, but they're sugar cookies.
Yeah.
The ones your elders often.
You mean the one Isabel has?
Yes, the same ones Isabel
has.
Do they
have the dollar store wafers with the icing between each layer?
Oh, wow.
Like strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, and there's like some tasty Claire pies.
Yes.
I'm now imagining that Karaz and Makvala have to make grocery store runs for Jalanki. She's hiding
I'm
out.
I'm so excited.
Exactly.
It just goes...
Jalanki like, just drives the house to the grocery.
Yeah, but Jalanki doesn't understand like inflation or anything, so you have to go to the dollar store because she still thinks that like everything is the same price as it used to be 200 years ago. So it's just like a big bowl of like the little grandma's strawberry candies and stuff, and Isabel's like, I love it here.
And Rock is standing awkwardly in the middle of the hut going, I hate it here. This is
fantastic.
This is amazingly bad.
She'll say, why don't you spend the night and I'll tell you all about how to get to Maragath's prize and what you'll need to do when you get to the entrance of the Demon Plague Dungeon.
Isabel's already asleep.
And then she comes over to Raz and she says, Raz, I have a task for you too. And she takes you aside, Raz. and she says, there's a chance these heroes could fail.
But and they're so strong.
They are, and I believe this, that the they way. Can do this, but I was visited by a ghost named Targonoth the Brave. She is gathering components in case they fail. I want you to go to her and help her. And she'll, like, give you another warm embrace and then say, you did excellent today. Thank you for saving my life.
Thank you, Jalangi. I'm glad we got here in time.
Me too.
And
the fate of the world could depend on it. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, Kiraz gives her a hug and goes over to one of the kitchen drawers and pulls out, like, a fantasy Tupperware and starts packing it full of cookies.
Excellent. Yes, and that is where we will end.
Please
That's
tell me
awesome.
The fantasy Tupperware has tiny little chicken legs.
Yes.
It does.